Hey, this is the Move On Past podcast, and that was the intro, and you know what it's missing? Cowbell. If it just had more cowbell, I think this podcast would probably be a lot more successful. This is episode 21, and you're listening to the Move On Past podcast. Enjoy. Hey, homebodies. You are listening to the Move On Past podcast, and I am your host, Dr. Stephanie Smith, and I hope you have that luxury of being quarantined right now in that shelter in place. That is for our counties. Currently in Texas, that's where I am, and I thought I'd catch up in between some telehealth to do a few podcasts and catch up on that, and I would like to thank all of those people who are handling this virus, who are essential and out and working and doing healthcare in person, taking temperatures, subscribing the medication, and putting yourselves in very vulnerable situations to care for those people who have contracted this virus. And for those that have not contracted the virus but are still in the hospitals. So I thank you for getting up and doing your job and keeping us safe. And for those who are non-essential or can provide those essential services through telehealth, we're here and hopefully doing our part by staying home and being the superheroes that we need to be by saving humanity on the couch. I thought it would be great to read a blog because we are living in some very confusing times right now and stressful times. A person very dear to me said, "Hey, why don't you do something with this title?" called I in the Storm. So I hope I did this justice. Hope you enjoy this blog as I read it aloud to you. I know it's been a very eventful past few weeks, and we've been inundated with a series of cautions about our health, our resources, and our social practices. If you allow that information, it can truly saturate you with a bundle of stressors. Now, I probably can rattle off a list of a variety of stress reducers to try and probably will in the coming weeks. But I think the most important and grounding exercise to consider right now is maintaining a constant level of self-assurance. And I want you to focus on your eye in this storm. Your eye in the storm. There's a big difference when you separate yourself and who you are from what's happening. You are not this situation. Bad and terrible things are happening right now in our world, and you are not that situation. You are not bad. You are not terrible. And I want you to be careful with what you're doing with your eye. Meaning, if you're using your eye to say, "I'm scared, I'm feeling chaotic, or I'm unfocused," you're not necessarily describing yourself. You're describing the situation that you're experiencing. So if you replace the eye with this situation and move yourself out of the middle of it, out of the cause, and allow yourself to observe it with perspective rather than being in the center of it, it can take away some of that fear because now you're an observer. And while this situation might be scary, you are strong and you are capable. And while this situation might feel chaotic and unknown, you have certainties and you can have clarity. So there are certain things that you can control and focus on that can bring you back to your center, rather than being in the center of the situation or letting the situation be in the center of you. Despite the unknowns that surround you and all of us, your eye is constant. So step into your strengths. Balance your thoughts with what you know about yourself. Each of us will have our own set of life challenges right now, but we're all sharing in something very profound and common, and we're living and functioning in this uncertainty with a new level of unknowns. And if you follow the path of fear, it can feel somewhat chaotic, and it can make you feel out of control. But if you step into the normalizer of knowing what is positively constant in your life, you can balance yourself and ride this wave. Let those constants that define your eye be what allows you to accept those things that you're not able to control. So let your constant be the surfboard that allows you to balance on this wave of global change. So whatever waves are created from this storm of uncertainties of situations, you can still prioritize the strengths about you. You can choose what you think about and where you focus your energy. Energy flows where your attention goes. So if you're having trouble separating yourself from the storm or feel like you're not able to handle these difficult days, remember that you're not alone. And whatever you're going through, take comfort in knowing that someone else has been there, is there now, or will be there someday too. So consider finding a counselor you trust and discuss it with him or her. You don't have to go through this challenging time alone. And a professional counselor is someone that's trained to specifically work with you through the circumstances and life storms. Telehealth appointments are available now, and invest in yourself so you can begin to enjoy each day. So I thank you for being a listener, and I hope you subscribe. I hope you stay safe and secure in the coming weeks. Focus on your eye in this storm. Thank you for listening.